வல்லேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 21st of June, 1975, in Los Angeles, California.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
Veda is so-called religion, therefore there is. But when you find this is real, genuine, everyone will accept.
Sir wants to come and see you. He likes your movement very much. He has written one review of one of your books. He also met you, I think, briefly. He's from Boston. Mr. Leo Pruden, Professor Leo Pruden. Now he lives here in Los Angeles.
There will be many professors coming over to see you while you're here.
Yes, I
have. PhDs, psychologists.
Ask them to see.
Yes.
What time we should fix up?
I think afternoon. Prefer afternoon.
Right.
Or any time.
Afternoon is nice.
Yes.
The University of Southern California wants to come and see the chairman and many of the members.
Invite them and give them
some
nice
sure.
Taste. Yes.
Yes.
Make arrangement. Time, whatever suitable time, we'll fix our wife.
We'll discuss what
you can do. Ina pasubi samana. As soon as one becomes bereft of religion, he's an evil. There is a difference between the animal and man. They think to become polished animal is advancement of human. To become lion is advancement of human. Because I am stronger than the dog, therefore I am civilized. Americans think like that. Because we are stronger than the Chinese dog or Russian cat, and therefore, this is it. Because I am tiger, I am lion. He doesn't think that after you be tiger or lion, you are animal. Yes. I think we are discussing this verse. They have got standing order from Oxford University.
You heard?
Yeah, no, they have got sent me the copy of the.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Standing order.
They're getting letters from big professors at Cambridge and Oxford. In praise of the books. They'll be very, very useful.
All the professors are very impressed with your books.
Impressed?
Yes.
That is.
We just got a review published in a magazine called Choice, which is used, it's very important. It's used by all the libraries all over the country.
Oh.
And the review was excellent. They didn't say one bad thing. You should see that review.
What? You have got that copy?
We have copy. I can bring it today.
That one review does more work than we could do by traveling all over the country for a year.
Oh.
Because the librarians, when we go to them, they say, well, we usually order our books from this Choice magazine, but now we're in it. So
Krishna is helping us take advantage of it. Then, compile Srimad Bhagavatam for this purpose. Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam adhokkhati. This lokasya janat. People are suffering
on account of ignorance. So, to give them proper knowledge, he made this Srimad Bhagavatam. Can become more learned than Vyasadeva. Therefore, he is known as Vidwan, most supreme learned. He made this Srimad Bhagavatam to help these rascals who are spoiling their life only in sense gratification. Life is meant for tapasya. Tapo dibbam putraka jena suddhe. They do not know that our existential condition is impure. The question does not arise that I do not wish to die, why there is death? They are so dull-headed. This question, they are trying to solve so many questions, but this question does not arise in their mind. That I don't wish to die, why death is forced upon? Inquire. Come on, all philosophers and scientists come and make an inquiry commission. I don't want to die. The death is forced upon me. I don't want to become old man, and it is forced upon me. What is the reason? Therefore, they are askers. The prime problem they have set aside. Big scientists, that Professor Einstein and other, the big scientists, they do not consider this question that I am a big scientist, so I am also going to die. So why it is? That question they have said. And they manufacture atom bomb to make death very easy. Not to stop death, but death making very easily away. This is scientific. Is that scientific?
No.
Everyone is dying and they accelerate death. And that is taken as scientific.
They're also making research how to stop death. They're making, but it's useless.
So that is in our hand, that is not in their.
Sometime back, I was reading an article in an airplane, news, one of those airline news magazines, about the science of gerontology, the science of putting off death, stopping death. They said within 20, 30 years we'll have stopped it, we'll even reverse the process a little bit. We'll become younger. That was their claim.
They can do it, that is credit. But what is this credit? That people are dying and you discover atom bomb to accelerate death very quickly. If they are thinking like that, then sanity is coming. At least they are thinking like that. So why death should not be stopped? That will be credit if they can do so. But at least this question if comes, then they become human beings, not dogs. So long this question does not come, they're cats and dogs. This is Atata Brahma Jignasa. And this is the enquiry. Sanatana Goswami, when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he first questioned this, Ke ami kano mare jape tapatra. I was minister, that's all right. But I do not know why I shall accept death. Therefore I have come to you. This is minister. Intelligence. There are people who praise me, I am minister, I am very learned scholar, but I do not know why I am under the tribulation of threefold miseries. And then what is my position? Okay, I mean, can number it. Who I am? I don't want all these things. Why they're traveling? Brahma Babahare Pandit Bahoe Sutta Guriman. These fools and rascals, they call me, I am very learned scholar, and I also accept it. But I do not know why I am suffering. This is Sanatana Goswami's question. So what they are doing, they are making research?
Yes, sir.
Who are the very important men?
Well, it just says, the magazine was not terribly detailed. It just says many scientists involved in this are claiming that within 20, 30 years they will reverse the aging process. I think it is a bogus claim, actually. They dream all kinds of things like that.
They say when a person is born, there's a kind of clock inside him that runs so long that they can change that clock. Then they'll make it stretch out.
I like police.
Most of these big philosophers don't ever think of that question, Srila Prabhupada.
Huh?
These big philosophers never think of that question.
They have no answer.
Yes.
The difficult subject matter, this is.
They avoid.
Yeah.
It's gerontology is not a major subject in any of the universities. It's not a major subject in any of the universities. Right.
They know it is not possible by us. They know it.
I was speaking with Professor Stahl about this point in Berkeley. He also had no answers for this question. He thought that there was no such thing as eternal life.
That's what you are asking.
Yeah.
Then why you are struggling to leave?
Yeah.
Why, when you are sick, why do you call doctor and physician? Why this tendency? Why you are making research in medical science, opening hospital? Die? Why you are not willing to die? Then what is the answer? He says there is no such thing as eternity, but why you are struggling for eternity? Then what is the answer?
Well, when we told him your philosophy, Srila Prabhupada, he became silent. The one, we were having a debate, and the one chairman of the debate, He turned to Mr. Stahl. He said, "So what do you think of this answer, Mr. Philosopher?" Mm. And Mr. Stahl just sat there very quiet. He couldn't say anything.
Everyone is trying to leave. That is Darwin's theory also, struggle for existence.
Yes.
So why are you trying to exist if there is no such thing?
Well, they say we don't mind if we die eternal, but we want to live as long as possible.
Why? That is my question. Why? Why this tendency?
Some years back...
That means it is unnatural. I am eternal, but this death has been forced upon me, that is unnatural. That is intelligence.
Sometime back in the newspaper, this old president of America, Harry Truman, died. And it mentioned that he was 88 years old, and that in the last 8 years, he had been in and out of the hospital 10 times for surgery. That in 8 years, he had been operated on 10 times.
Yes,
at 88 years old, he was still trying to live, and finally he died.
Yes.
So much misery, still he would not die. He tolerated all these operations.
This Professor Stahl, he was saying that his experience is that everything is changing and temporary. So therefore he was thinking that that is the nature of all things, that they are temporary.
Temporary, listen that talk. Why this temporary world has come into existence? Unless there is the opposite, eternal. Why do you use this word, temporary? When you say it is fraud, and there must be something as honest. Otherwise, why this fraud has come?
Hmm?
We say this is light. Means there is something as darkness. This is relative world. The Professor Einstein said relativity. This is relative. As soon as there is darkness, there must be light. Otherwise, how you understand light and darkness? So, unless there is eternity, how do you bring this world temporary? What is their answer?
They have no answer.
Unless there is father, there is no meaning of the word son. Unless there is husband, there is no meaning of the word wife. This is the relative word. And they are accepting this relativity. Now how they can deny? As soon as you're temporary, you must accept there is eternity.
We were telling him that although everything is changing, he was still existing.
Yeah. Now existing, but why you are in change? That is the question.
Yeah.
I'm existing, that we say, but we are trying to solve the problem of changing. And this changing is not very happy to die and again accept another body and remain to in the womb of the mother to develop that body in an airtight condition. So why this Buddhist person do not take it as very miserable? And with the risk of being killed by the mother. Nowadays, they are abortion and killing. So is it very nice life that you die and you enter into the mother's home to develop another body and that also not secure? Is that very nice life? I read many articles on this subject matter and prove them that we are all fools. Make our problem, they have left us.
The main problem.
Yeah. And Krishna says, therefore, these are your real problems. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosana darshana. If you are intelligent, then you should keep always in your front these problems.
They think that we're avoiding the real problems. They think that we're avoiding the real problems because we're not doing business.
We are not doing business? We are doing the best business. You are working hard day and night, and without working, we are living comfortably. You cannot dream of it. Is there enemy? That these people, without doing anything, they are living so comfortably. And we are working so hard day and night.
We have scheduled some meetings with many professors there, from this Graduate Theological Union and other places. Mm. Dr. Judah will be there,
yes.
And some of his associates.
Dr. Judah... You wanted to see me earlier, no?
Yes, he'll be coming here probably on Tuesday or Wednesday. He's just coming from Boston. They had a big library convention there for the theological schools in the United States. Mm. So he had to go to speak at that, and then he'll be coming back.
Did he speak anything about Hare Krishna?
He's always speaking about this Hare Krishna movement. He gave one lecture just about 2 weeks ago. It was very, very nice. I attended and I was also speaking something.
He's serious.
Yes.
About studying this. That is nice. Anyone who is serious, he'll appreciate.
That any intelligent person who hears this philosophy and reads your books, he'll have to accept.
Yes.
No one can even challenge.
They're giving standing order. They understand that he's worth living. that sick bhajan. What is that?
Yogi Bhajan.
Uh-huh. He came to invite.
Really? In Hawaii?
Yes.
He came to our temple a few nights ago. Also,
he has a big following.
So he came to invite. I indirectly refused.
Yeah. He has a very big following all over this country. But they have no books. No philosophy.
Actually, they read our books, Srila Prabhupada. We were speaking at this one yoga center, and they said that they go to their Swami to learn exercises, but for knowledge, they must read the books by your divine grace.
Yes, even he has recommended. Mahesh Jodh.
Really? Yes. That boy?
Yes, you know. Yes. His secretary. When he asked him that, I want real spiritual life. He said, then go to Krishna. Yeah.
They have started a university also, and they're using your books at that university.
That's nice.
Yeah, Maharishi, they're reading Bhagavad Gita.
No, Maharishi has got respect for me.
Yeah.
Even this, what is that, Chintamani?
Chinmayananda.
Chinmaya.
He also.
Chinmayananda?
No, he
has. Chinmaya.
Sri Chinmaya.
Sri Chinmaya.
From Bombay?
No. He has also. He has given us a certificate. Whatever I wrote, he has signed it. Everyone has respect.
But they do not go together. They're different. Their practice and our practice, they do not mix.
No. Our practice, then they are defeated. That heart they know. What is that value? And push on, he'll come victorious everywhere. Jo samo maya andhaka, jaha Krishna taha nahi maya rodhika. If you remain seriously in Krishna consciousness, then these people will have no, I mean to say, right to come with you. Rodhika. They remain far alone.